The challenge that most people have is if you get into the wrong business or franchise, it's going to be a lot harder. The reason you get into a franchise is to mitigate your risk. Hopefully, if you get into the right franchise that fits your criteria, you've got a fighting chance.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, if you are an executive at a big company and looking for greener pastures, you might just consider purchasing a franchise opportunity. Many of you out there are doing that, even if you're not an executive, but you've always wanted to start your own business and don't know where to start from. Well, Patrick Elsner is with us now. He is a franchise consultant. And Patrick, welcome to the show. So, hey, when people start getting into franchises, what are the pitfalls here?
Yeah, I think the challenges for a lot of people, Carrie, is they get into the wrong franchise. They get into franchises for the wrong reasons. One of the reasons that people like working with me is I help them figure out two things: which franchises they actually qualify for, and also which franchises are going to be available where they live. So my free matching service really just helps them sort of cut through thousands of franchises, identify the ones that are most recognizable for their particular situation.
All right. So they swipe left for the franchises they don't want, and they swipe right for the ones that they do want. So what for executives, you know, mid to upper management executives, what kind of franchises are they going for? They're going for food, they're going for services. What exactly?
Yeah, what we do is a customized set of selections based upon their criteria. So I learn about their criteria through a questionnaire and an interview, and then I go in and find specific brands. Now, what I'm seeing, it really runs the spectrum. Some of them are in food-related franchises, but the majority of the people are choosing franchises that fit a particular criteria. I always tell people at the end of the day, it comes down to three questions. What's the investment? What's the return? And what do I have to put up with every day?
All right. So are they going mostly for passive franchises, or are they going for ones where they actually have to actively manage?
Yeah, I'd say 75% of the people that I'm placing are people that are keeping their jobs in corporate America, but they want to find other ways to generate revenue. So it's going to be what I call semi-absentee to passive opportunities, keeping that W-2 job, that perceived safety of W-2 job, and then building a franchise on the side.
So what are the top, the hottest three franchise concepts now, Patrick?
Yeah, probably the most placed franchises with me in my inventory today are brands like Supercuts, Great Clips, brands that you and I wouldn't normally work in these stores, but mm-hmm. we would hire a manager. The manager would run the franchise day to day, oversee the operation, but those individuals keep their jobs and build the franchise on the side.
Okay. I heard that home improvement franchises were really on the rise. What's your experience there?
Yeah, there's no question, sir, since the pandemic, Carrie, you've seen a huge surge in home service franchises, especially during the pandemic when people were spending more time at home. Instead of going on that $10,000 European vacation, they'd spend money to spruce up their house. That has definitely been a huge category for sure.
All right. What about healthcare type franchises? What are you seeing there? Because the population is aging. The boomers are retiring in droves. And health is really paramount.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Healthcare is a huge category. People like the category because of the fact that it's pretty recession resistant. What I like about the healthcare category and franchises, you don't have to be a doctor to own these franchises. It allows you to hire a manager to run them. Really, it's about the business model, Kerry. If you ever heard the notion that doctors don't make great business owners, it's really taking that out of the equation and letting the franchise system run with it.
Okay. So what are the hottest concepts in healthcare franchises right now?
Yeah, one of the ones that we're working with here lately is a men's health concept that is related to, believe it or not, erectile dysfunction and men that have low testosterone. And it's a touchy subject for a lot of guys. Look, guys, we as just by our nature don't like to go to the doctor. And so this is a franchise concept that addresses low T and ED. And again, I'm not a doctor, but I could certainly own one of these franchises and have that address that market.
What about these med spas? Have they run their course?
I don't think so, Kerry, because here's the situation. As a baby boomer's age, they have that disposable income. They can spend that money on health and wellness. I mean, look what massage envy did to the massage market. You know, getting a massage used to be kind of one of those things that you did when you're on your vacation. Today, with massage envy, getting a massage is as common as going down to Main Street and, you know, getting a 1 hour massage. So you see that predictable and recurring revenue.
Hey, are those good franchises? What kind of startup costs involved with a massage envy?
Yeah, you're probably looking somewhere around $400,000 to $600,000 to launch one of those. They're pretty simple. If you've ever been inside a massage envy, you're looking at basically 10 little rooms. So it's really all is expense, the sign out front on the door. The rent's probably anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 per month. That's probably going to be your biggest expense. You want to put those next to a Whole Foods, a Trader Joe's, one of those type of anchors in a strip center.
Yeah, I've actually, I know one in Florida. It's in the same shopping center as a Whole Foods. So, but there's been some knockoff franchises like Hand in Stone. They're a little bit higher end. Do you go for the higher end or do you go for the massage envy?
Well, I think a lot of it's going to depend upon the consumer. I mean, massage envy definitely feels a little medicinal. It feels like you're walking into a doctor's office. Hand in Stone's point of difference is it feels more like a spa. They also offer some ancillary services like facials. And now you're seeing massage envy shift. They were the number one brand. Hand in Stone gets to be the number two brand in terms of number of locations. So people can go in and decide what's the environment that they want to be in. Do they want to be in more of a medicinal feeling environment like massage envy, or do they want to feel more like a spa with Hand in Stone?
Okay. So, you know, it's like hotels, Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt, they've got these huge reservation networks, even for hotels they don't own, they just manage. Is there a benefit with franchises to have these networks, to have the apps and the software online? Like Massage Envy's got its own app. It's got remote scheduling, all these things. What's your take on that?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Technology is a huge point of difference for any franchise brand versus, say, a mom and pop. I mean, having that technology is convenient. Look, I look at Great Clips. I'm a customer of Great Clips, and I love using my phone to go on the app and look at the wait times for the local Great Clips. And then I can check in online. And by the time I walk into that Great Clips, I usually don't end up having to wait. This is the point of difference. This is the value, Kerry, that a franchise brings to a franchise owner.
All right. Well, that makes a ton of sense. So banking crisis, all that, how much harder now is it to get financing for franchises?
I would say it's not harder as much as it is costlier with the spike of interest rates. Getting an SBA loan is certainly a lot more costly. That's probably what is turning more people off. A good portion of the people that I'm placing or high-level executives, a lot of them are using their 401k or IRA without taxes or penalties in lieu of investing in the stock market. I've seen that as a common approach for funding those types of franchises.
All right. So a lot of self-funding going on. What kind of returns can you make in these franchises here, Patrick?
You know, I'd say a rule of thumb, 20-25% is pretty typical. Now, I've got some non-retail franchise concepts where you're talking about net margins of 75-80%.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how long does it usually take for these concepts to turn profitable, Patrick?
Yeah, if you're talking about a retail-based concept, Kerry, you know, getting the location, going through lease negotiation and build out, you're talking probably upwards of a year to get that done. And then obviously during the ramp up phase, you know, you might do a pre-opening special. I mean, that's how Massage Envy drives their membership, is they basically market to the local consumer during the build out. And then hopefully by the time that Massage Envy location actually opens, then they have a stable of members already up and operating. So that's how they begin to cash flow pretty quickly.
Right. Okay. So how successful are your clients with their franchise endeavors?
Yeah, great question. And this is what I tell everybody that I work with, Kerry. Franchising is definitely not perfect. It's not for everybody. I've definitely put people into franchises that unfortunately have failed. I mean, business ownership is not the magic elixir for everybody. But I've had other great success stories of people that have gone on to be wildly successful. The challenge that most people have is if you get into the wrong business or franchise, it's going to be a lot harder. The reason you get into a franchise is to mitigate your risk. Hopefully, if you get into the right franchise that fits your criteria, you've got a fighting chance.
All right. Well, it makes total sense. And who is the biggest success? You don't have to name them by name, but just give us an example. Biggest success of all the people that you've worked with in your career. Yeah.
So I worked with a gentleman in Houston about 6-7 years ago. He was an executive with Bank of America. Now, this guy was flying every week from Houston to New York to go to corporate for BOA. And can you imagine every week he did this for 6 years? It was an arduous task to go and do this flight every week back and forth. So he and I worked together and we looked at a number of different franchises. I ultimately placed him in a restoration franchise called Paul Davis. Now, Paul Davis may not be recognizable to the consumer. Most people have heard a competitor called like ServPro or Service Master. But what these companies do is they suck the water out of your basement when you have fire, flood, water damage, what have you. He went on to build a very successful business. I think last year he did like $19 million in revenue. He's gone on to open up a second location in Raleigh, Durham. Clearly, this is a guy that's no longer on that flight to New York every week.
All right. So we love to hear happy stories, happy customers. People want to find out more about you, Patrick, want to connect with you on the web. How do you do that?
Yeah, I have a website. It's pretty simple. It's franinside.com. So F-R-A-N inside.com. They can also look me up on LinkedIn, Kerry. I've been doing this for 20 years. Look me up on LinkedIn, Patrick Elsner. There's over 100 written testimonials of people I've placed just in the last couple of years.
All right. That's excellent. Well, hey, if you got a question for Patrick, myself, email address kl@kerrylutz.com. You'll find a link to Patrick's site in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And while you're there, sign up for your free newsletter. Patrick, really appreciate you coming on. And I'm sure you'll have no shortage of takers with the revamping of the American workforce. And we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.